Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7:40, it's good morning to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. The big sports story today is the fact that Ireland and the UK will be confirmed as co-hosts for the 2028 European Championships. It'll be confirmed in Neon at 11 o'clock this morning. The bid now running unopposed, as we know, and it makes today's announcement really a formality. Turkey have merged their bid with Italy and they'll co-host the 2032 finals. That'll also be confirmed today. Couple of big questions that have to be answered from an Irish perspective, and I guess the first one is around the stadia. There's going to be 8 stadiums from around the 5 nations. They're on that list from England, Wales, Scotland, and the two here on this island are Dublin, the Aviva Stadium, and Casement Park, which is yet to be redeveloped. I think the question on everyone's lips is, you're looking at that date now, 2028, is there a contingency plan if that stadium does not get off the ground? So we'll do our best to answer that question. And the other one around automatic qualification, will the Republic of Ireland be entitled to a place at these finals? We'll answer those questions when we go live to Neon in the next hour here on the programme. 11 o'clock start, it is live on the RTE News channel and the RTE player. Now, in other news, Drogheda United supporters will be banned from the away game against the league leaders Shamrock Rovers later this month. The FAI has rejected an appeal over a ban on away supporters after a match official was struck by a flare during their recent game against Dundalk. That flare was thrown from a section allocated to Drogheda supporters. In rugby, the Irish management team remain optimistic that James Ryan's hand injury is not as bad as first feared. He suffered the knock in the win against Scotland. The second row visited a specialist yesterday and it's hoped to know more about this injury by this morning. Ronan Kelleher says this will be the biggest game of his career, but he'll be doing his best to treat it like any other.
Yeah, I suppose that is something you'd love to dream about. On the big stage, be certainly probably the biggest game of my career so far. But you have to take each game as it comes. You can't play the occasion. You just have to play the game in front of you. And for me personally, I just need to be treating it like another test match. Just make sure I get across all my detail and preparation. And if selected, make sure I'm able to do a job. The last two games for us were crucial games in terms of the where we finished up in the group and. Looking forward to the quarterfinal, but I think it'll definitely be a similar level of intensity now. We're into quarterfinal rugby here now, so it's obviously do or die. It'll be probably a similar level again to what we faced against South Africa and Scotland, I think.
Matthew Fitzpatrick won the weather-delayed Alfred Dunhill Links Championship. He won it by 3 shots and 19 under par. Tom McKibben tied for 14th on 12 under. Mark Power, 8 under inside the top 50. John Murphy was 3 shots further back, while Padraig Harrington was back on 3 under par. Ken Doherty was beaten by Ronnie O'Sullivan in the first round of the Wuhan Open in China. He came from a frame down to win it comfortably in the end. Ken and Ronnie, believe it or not, played each other for the first time professionally 30 years ago, and Ronnie gave our Ken a little hat tip in a roundabout way afterwards.
Keep going, just ignore the bad, ignore the good, ignore the average, just ignore as much as you can, and just get your head down, try and pop the next ball that's in front of you, and keep doing that for as long as you can, until the wheels come off.
You and Ken have been quite resilient characters with each other over the years. You've been playing on tour for 30 years. How good was it to have a kind of another battle with him?
Ken can be some of my best. You know, I played a lot of him as a kid. Well, I was a kid. He was an adult. And I learned a lot from Ken.
Good man, Ronnie. There's only 5 or 6 years between them. That's Ronnie O'Sullivan.